We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Switching gears, Bobby, we bring in Tulane head baseball coach Travis Jewett. Coach Jewett, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, and Coach, an unfamiliar feeling for you this weekend. On the one-month anniversary of what had been your last loss, you actually dropped a game to Houston, but you did win the series 3-1. How'd you feel about your team's performance against the Cougars?
You know, I felt really good, you know, for us to win the first two. You know, we've been fortunate now with the way our league's set up. We got doubleheader right out of the gate, so it's hard to beat somebody twice on the same day. We've done that in 4 weeks now in our conference, so that's good. And then because of weather, we moved up the Sunday game into Saturday, and so we went back-to-back doubleheaders. Got behind early in the first game and, you know, made a pitch and change and got some great bullpen work, and our guys fought, and we had the winning run at the plate there at the end. So not how we wanted it to go, obviously, but then 45 minutes later, guys get a little something to eat, change their underwear, and put on some fresh socks and right back at it. So, you know, I was proud of them even though in defeat. You know, I thought we – didn't give up, didn't give in, left 11 guys on, so we had a lot of traffic and just didn't kind of get the big hit there at the end. But, you know, quick recovery athletes, back at it. I told them, you know, sometimes all great things got to come to an end, and it just gives us an opportunity to start another one, and that's what they did. So good signs from the boys.
Now, you know, Coach Jewett, when you look at the task at hand, because a lot of respect, you get in the deep south in Tulane baseball, that would you say it is the biggest series since the Wave have clinched the 2016 American Athletic Conference Championship at Houston? I mean, it just seems like it's a great series considering the expectations. If you can go on the road, it doesn't get any better than this in American Athletic Conference than Tulane and East Carolina right now.
Yeah, no question. You know, East Carolina, you know, I would say that they're the program in our conference that's been carrying the torch. And, you know, until somebody can knock them off, it's kind of their platform. So our kids to this point have put themselves into a great position to be in first place in the conference. And now we get the opportunity to kind of go head-to-head with them and pack up GFATs and get on a plane on Thursday and go into a hostile environment and to a team that we know it's very talented and well-coached, and we'll have to continue to play good baseball if we want a shot. But, you know, with every opportunity we keep creating for ourselves, another opportunity is gained, and I would say that that's what we have in front of us is a great opportunity to, you know, go in there and try to stay in first place.
Now, you know, Coach Jewett, I was looking at it. If it's not Tulane, it's East Carolina. If it's not East Carolina, it's Tulane, that you lead the American Athletic Conference in ERA at 3.51, and they're second. You're one. They're second at 3.95. Then you look at batting average. They're one, and then you're number two. I want you to comment on that, and also players that have stepped up for you. When you look at that batting average, Bennett Lee leads the American Athletic Conference, 461. And then when you also look at Connor Norby, 420. What can you tell the fans about those players?
Well, getting back to the two-team statistics, you know, it's just some of those major categories, you can see why we are 1-2 right. in the league. You know, it all starts this game, as you guys know, it starts with pitching. And fortunately, we've got a bunch of good ones, and our starters are getting us deep into the game, and our bullpen is been very opportunistic, you know, some rights and some lefts out there. They're doing a good job that way. And then, you know, we're just playing holistically better baseball. Our pitching continues to grow north. We're playing more routine baseball defensively. That's been good. And then our offense is starting to fire a little bit, you know, in some different ways. And so, you know, that's kind of what makes it a good series ahead. And, you know, then you start breaking it down individually. You start talking about some of their players that are up in the top ends of statistics and some of our players that are. So it's just kind of a trickle-down effect. But you made mention Bennett Lee, true freshman, you know. I think the baseball looks like a basketball to him right now. It just seems like everything he sees, he's got the ability to lay off the balls and swing at the strikes. And, you know, he's using the whole field. So he's been a awesome contributor to our thing, and we've got a couple other freshmen too, you know, that I'd be remiss not to mention. The Engelhard was on the honor roll this last week for the conference, and Jake LaPrairie's had a lot of really good at bats. He's been kind of a on-base machine. So those are three true freshmen that at times we're hitting 2, 3, and 4 in our lineup. So they've been carrying us. And then you know, Colin Burns is having an all-league type season at shortstop, and Mender's back in the mix now after an injury, and, you know, Avilas is starting to get going. And so we got some pieces, and, you know, we'll just have to get it going. But it won't be that easy because you made mention East Carolina, they're very good and talented, and they're going to make it a tough ride for us.
Yeah, boy, if you can go 500, boy, you look at 2-2. Obviously, you want to win a series, but if you could just go 2-2, you're right there to win the conference. But what's interesting, you know, you go in a hostile environment and you look at, like, home field advantage. Opening the doubleheader Friday at noon at Clark LeClaire Stadium. You know, you acknowledge to your players that it is huge. But I thought one thing, I guess let your actions do the talking, that you said – we're going to glorify it, the situation, but we're going to stay humble and stay hungry. I mean, I looked at that no matter what sport. Stay humble and stay hungry. If you do that, then everything else will take care of itself. You don't have to toot your own horn because you got there and kick ass, and that's all you got to do. It speaks for itself.
Yeah, right. You got to. And, you know, what we are going to do is we are going to embrace the winning. We're going to glorify it. We're not going to run and hide from it. Those are expectations that, you know, our guys have put on themselves. And, you know, we can't be apprehensive about it. We've got to understand, you know, what have we done in our daily trainings and things like that that have allowed us to be in the position that we're in. And then we just need to kind of continue to replicate those as a team. And then each one of our individuals just kind of need to, you know, tweak their games here and there just to kind of make sure they keep firing. So with it's coming some rankings and some more notoriety and all like that. It's great. It's great for the kids. It's great for the university. And it's good for us to be able to, you know, handle these expectations. But we understand East Carolina is a great team. They're going to have the home field advantage. As you made mention, they get great crowds. They get after you out there in the jungle, they call it. They got short outfield fences, like, all the way around. They're kind of like waist high, so everybody can kind of reach over and touch you if they wanted to. So they get after it. It'll be a different surface. Obviously, they're grass and dirt. We're all turf and things like that. But we'll get in there on Thursday and have a chance to work out at their place and do what we call survey the field and try to, you know, individually own our spaces, and then collectively we'll have a chance to kind of familiarize ourselves with the yard, and then, you know, we'll just get in there and go for it. So feel good about our opportunities. Obviously, anytime you got a Braden Oldtoff kind of starting your Friday equation, you know, you feel pretty good about your chances. But can't win all four before you win the first one. So our expectation is to get in there and win the first pitch and fight like hell until the umpire walks off the field.
speaking with Travis Jewett, coach of the Tulane Green Wave baseball team. And Coach Jewett, you guys have been on a hot streak, but we got 12 games left here until the end of the regular season, and then you're into the postseason with the American Conference, tournament. I know coaches always want to improve on things. So what do you think your team most needs to improve on before you get to the postseason in this 12-game stretch?
I think routine defense, you know. And I say the word routine because that's what, in my mind, that's what this game requires. We don't need to be on SportsCenter with those types of plays because they happen just so infrequently. What happens frequently is the routine things. They bunt. We get in there, field it, exchange it, and get an out. You know, the ground ball to me, the ability for the outfielder to throw through the cutoff man, not over the cutoff man.
Amen.
Things, you know what I mean? And I think this game is repetitions and adjustments and routine. And so I think just our ability to stay in our circles defensively, we like to say, and just kind of take care of the routine, then I think we keep people close. It's like I say, it's like Frank. And Frank, you guys don't know Frank, but Frank's my next-door neighbor. He's my next-door neighbor, right? He doesn't live 2 miles down the street. He's just right next door. And the way we're pitching and the way we're hitting, starting to roll that way, if we can really just kind of – control the defensive side of it and kind of handle the ball like an egg and kind of curdle it and cuddle it and just move it from player to player with efficiency, then I think we become dangerous because, we can do some different things in some different times. And that I would tell you is probably something that I'm looking for us to continue to improve. So season's not over. We got a lot of growth to do as a team ourselves, and that's really our objective, guys, is to just get after the game that's in front of us. And, we want to keep improving so that at the right time of the year, we're playing our best baseball. And that's what I'm proud of the kids to come out of the preseason, for them to stay courageous, stay believing, stay connected as a unit. These are beautiful kids. I think they love each other. They enjoy playing
and competing. Coach Jewett, I can tell you the players believe in you because that long ago, I'm looking at mid-April, East Carolina's 25-5. Here you're 14-13. You handle adversity. Few people maybe expected the Green Wave to be in the conference leader when they met, but that's where we're at. So that means they believe in you. I mean,
saying, you know, we're it's a very relationship-based program, I'll tell you that. We're into spirit and energy and connective tissues, and it's a family, and we just got to keep pushing. And a big word in our program is believe. You got to hear the bell, man. You do. And what the kids have done is they've hunkered down. They realize that I'll tell you guys this too. We were 2-8 at one point in 1- and 2-run games.
Whoa.
We went to Mississippi State, who's ranked in the top 5 in the country, and had the lead in the last inning of all 3 games.
That's right.
And won one. And won one, And then you look at those games, and then it's like, why? Because everything in life, sports, life, there's a derivative about why. And so we had to really kind of get down to the nitty-gritty about why are we 2-8? Why aren't we 8-2? Why is this where we're at? And again, yep. I really thought it was kind of our routineness on the defensive end that was kind of letting us down. And so we just tried to keep them encouraged to say, it's fixable. It's not like it's an unintangible thing that we can't fix. We just got to get some, roll up our sleeves, and we got to do more. We got to handle the ball more. We got to pass it to each other more. We just got to take care of it. The more we've done that, you could see that record starting to move north. And
that's
so
what happened,
just
feel
proud of the kids to keep going, but yet identify what it was and then do something about it, And not just talk about it, but actually do something about it. So our schedule was tough, too. Now, you look at it, it was one of the top 32, 33 kind of RPI strength of schedule. You go to Mississippi State, La Tech's kicking ass.
Right.
ULL's a quality team. I mean, you know, Grand Canyon's running people out in the West Coast. They're beating Arizona, Arizona State. So we were challenged, you know, for sure. And, again, I made mention of those three freshmen kind of playing every day. They've grown up a little bit in their skin. You know, they're seeing more pitches. They're feeling more confident, getting Minderbacks helped. And, you know, so – and the kids just hanging in there, man. So I'm real proud of them. I'm real proud of the coaches, too. They study like heck. They scout report like heck. Daniel's doing a great job with the pitchers, and Coach Ullman's doing a great job with the defense and running our offense, and it's pretty cool. So I will tell you guys something, too, about when this whole thing started. I kind of fired myself from the offense, and I just took the third base box, you know, and so I just go out there and try to get a smell of the game out there, and Coach Ullman's just kind of at the dugout step. He's with the hitters. He and I have ways to communicate about maybe a good play to run here or there, but I've kind of let him do some things that way. That's been good, and the kids have really responded well. And we've just tried to kind of change our offense in terms of just kind of like a always, always. You know, it's like if you want to sit around and bang, if we got to do that to win, well, we can try to do that. But we've buttoned a little bit more. We're stealing more bags than we ever have since I've been here. We're able to because we're pitching. And when you're next door to Frank and you're close, then you can be more opportunistic. You can take chances. You can put pressure on people. So we're engaging our feet more. We're bunting when it's called for. You know, we're hitting and running. And so we're just trying to kind of be holistic offensively and be able to do whatever the game kind of requires. And so it's been kind of fun to watch the kids win different ways, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Coach Jewett, let me tell you, we are homers in this regard. I think I've been here long enough, you know, growing up in South Louisiana and been here, that Tulane baseball should always be relevant. And what I mean by that, you know, you want to go to the College World Series, obviously, whether LSU, Tulane. But I look at LSU, Tulane, UNO. I look at all of that in the Deep South. But I look at Louisiana in particular. There's no reason, because you have a great facility, that Tulane should not be in the postseason year in, year out. I think you would agree with that.
Absolutely. You know, I don't know what you guys, and it doesn't matter, but my past is like Arizona State and Vanderbilt.
Yes.
So like,
hello.
I was used to going to Omaha, you know, so I'm not leaving those places to come somewhere where I think we're going to suck, you know.
Right.
I have the same visions. What I will tell you is that, you know, we do have all of those things. We've got a great league that we play in, one of the top three or four rated RPI conferences in the country year in and year out. We do live in New Orleans, Louisiana. I mean, come on, culture galore,
right.
Sports teams, Saints and Pelicans, right? There's just all this stuff. And then we've got the world-class education for the kids and their families that want to grow their minds and prepare themselves for the future. And then we think through coaching and talent that we can prepare them to chase their dreams as a major league player. So
amen.
We really feel good that the educational piece is kind of a step and above and beyond what a lot of people can offer. So we're fired up about that. I will tell you this, though. You know, with, you know, $78,000 price tag or whatever you want to do, rounded up to 80, and it's very expensive, and baseball is not a, you know, it's not like football where everybody gets
right.
a full ride. So we've got to take 11.7 scholarships, and we've got to move them around, and we've got to get people that can afford the experience because it is expensive, and you know, there's not a lot of help financially from, you know, academics or financial aid. So we just have to swim in the right ponds. We got to find the right kids and the families that want the education and that thusly they can afford it. And to be doing what we're doing, you know, even the start of 2 years ago where we kind of finished second in the league, we got into that 32-30 win season,
right.
Won a game in the tournament. Last year we kind of got off to that 15-2 start or whatever it was before a pandemic punched us all in the face, and now we are where we are. So if you really think about kind of the two seasons ago, the start of the one that got broken, where we're at now, I'm pretty proud of where we've been able to kind of get the program back to. It's taken maybe a little bit more time than the fans would want, and certainly that I want, but, you know, it's just like anything.
Well,
tough
well,
people laugh, man. Tough times don't, and you just got to keep punching.
Yes.
And we do have a great product here.
And, you know, Coach Jewett, I can hear the passion in your voice and what Tulane baseball means
Thank you.
To you. And I think you had the you have the program headed in the right direction. Because if Tulane wins, they will support Tulane baseball. The bottom line, you know that.
Coach Jewett, thanks so much for the time. A huge one coming up this weekend. Top two teams in the American Conference in Greenville, North Carolina. A four-game set, Tulane and East Carolina. Coach, good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome, man. I appreciate the opportunity to show my passion for the kids and the university. So thank you very much, and let's go get them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.